in the evening when the moon was there, we were all doing kirtan. All kinds of kirtan. Especially I did this Vaishnava Thakur.
Hari
Hari Nama, Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, all kinds of prayers and Vaishnava Kirtan we did, Guru Vandana and everything we did. And he was hearing. And in the last, when we saw that now he is about to leave this place, then we began to do kirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And we were doing kirtan. We kept the photo, the gra of his Gurudev here, and Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu. And he was doing, and he was uttering that. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare. All these three. And in the meantime, Pujari did Parishnu, Arti, Sandhya Arti, and a flower from the garden of Radhika or Krishna. Oh, it went down. Pujari waiting the rain and brought that mantra and we gave next time. And Pujya Bhat, Siddhanti Maharaj and all their calls and whole night we gave Samadhi to Gurudev. And the morning we came to that. And we were remembering all the past tense of Gurudev, how we served the Krishna, Radhika, Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and the Guru. In evening, at 4 p.m., you put all the we glorify what we did for us. And also, just now, we will go to Yamuna to take vow, sankalpa. Parikrama ka sankalpa lene ki hamari parikrama shuru hai. Yamuna ji Krishna ki patrani hai, Vishakha ji hai, isliye unse ja sakte sankalpa lenge. We are going to take sankalpa for parikrama that. Aur parikrama should be successful. Our desire should be successful. We are going to Yamuna. You ask me to be all ready and you should all come to Yamuna. And when we will reach to Vrindavan, we will take also sankalp at Keshi Ghat. Again. So you should now come with us. We are going there. And also I am requesting something. In Purasa Nivedan, we have Pandaji and Mathura.
They also came on the bank of Yamuna and they also were devoting the heart about this. About Namaskrishna, what is glorified about Radha? We are also chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Actually, this meaning of what is? All the sweet pastimes is in this name. Gurudev also published this book, one Hindi book, and maybe come soon in Sanskrit, in English, about Nam Sankirtan, Mahamantra. Actually, the inner meaning of the Nam Sankirtan and glorified the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This is the thing. All this means, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also chants this Nam Sankirtan and remembering the pastimes of control Radha and Krishna. So gopis, they came on the bank of Yamuna and also they chant this Nam Sankirtan. What Nam Sankirtan? All the sweet pastimes of Krishna, how they met with Krishna, and that same Krishna also how glorified. This is the thing. So, one, this is called the Gopi Gita. When Gopi Gita means Gopi, they are singing. He just sing song of Gopi. Basically Gopi Gopi. And Gopi, you heard they are singing this verse. How precious in first that. How Krishna also met with them, how his behavior, activities, everything is now they are glorified. Jayati tehi odikam janmana braja prayate indira sasat astrahi daita dikshatam dikshu tavaka tai dhita asvatvam svam dikshindi. Jayati tehi odikam janmana braja. Now this braja is glorified for taking off your bath. Everybody also glorified about braja. Why? Krishna, he takes bath in braja. Krishna, why not glorify about Vaikuntha, Dwaraka and Padmathura? Because here Krishna, he takes birth as like human being. That is called Madhurya Leela. Narayan, never he takes birth. Following? In English? In English? Following English? Narayan, never he takes birth. That means he has no Janma Leela. Though in Dwaraka, there is Mathura. In Mathura, Krishna also takes birth in Mathura, but the actual first birth, that is the opulent moon, that is the manifestation, that is called Abhirbhav, appearance. Appearance and birth, Janma, they are far different. Appearance, that means he comes in any form and manifests his transcendental body. As the Gurudev gives a nice example. Oh, Nisimha Dev, he appears from what?
Pillar.
So Pillar is his mother or father? Why not? Actually this is not human. Varaha Dev also he comes from from Brahma. So Varaha Dev, his father Brahma? So this is Avirbhav. Lord appear anywhere dream, so that is called not the fundamental thing. Janmanira was as like human being. We also take birth from our mother womb. And many also symptoms, that is called the Madhurya Leela. But Krishna, he appears in where? In the jail of Kamsa. And also how? 400. That is called Sankha Chakra Badapatna. There is opulence. And when Devaki and Vasudev pray to Krishna, saying, oh, maybe you are so nice and beautiful, and very quickly, oh, Kamsa, he will come and maybe he will kill you. Oh, I want to see you as like my son. Then, Lord also manifested of his word. Boy, as like baby. And this sometimes is only one time that time, she also was shedding her breath. But then what happened? Then she also forgets everything. What I have seen and this is everything forget. And even she is thinking, oh, he is not ordinary boy. He is a supreme personality of Godhead. They will be always thinking this. And she also folded her hands and prayed this thing. So this lie is called what? Aishwarya opulence. And Krishna, he takes birth in Gokul as like human being. One baby, he comes from his mother home, and also many symptoms in there. And Krishna also doing this lila in Gokul. So Gopi is also saying this thing. Jayati te adhikam janmana braja. The braj is glorified everybody because you also take birth in braj. And this is of janma lila. And you also did have many sweet pastimes in braj. So Jayati te adhikam janmana braja prayate indira sasatastri. In braj is what? So much and so beautiful. All the Lakshmis. Lakshmi? Goddess of Satya. That is Lakshmi Devi. They also was swing. Sweeping. Sweeping in the broad. Jharu de karke jharu de rahi. That means what? That means all the Lakshmi. They also praying to Lotus Feet of Krishna, oh, you will give me mercy, we will to start with the Lotus Feet. But it is impossible. Lakshmi Devi, now she also has, doing hard austerity, in the other side of the river was Yamuna and the Saraswati, that is called Kelwa. Okay. So saying, Prati Indira Saraswati Saraswati Daiva Dikshatam Dikshatavoka. Oh Krishna, you are my love. We are never thinking this. Okay. We are never thinking, oh, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead and that thing. We are what thinking? Oh, you are Supreme. Oh, you are my beloved. Okay. So, he should appear and also first, he should give us darshan. Without your darshan, what happens? We will let our body. So, gopis, now also are remembering his pastime of his, remembering our pastime. Okay. How Krishna protects all the Brijavas, always remembering this thing. If there any problem coming in Braj, all Krishna also has, always protects all the Brijavas. Krishna also kills her. Only that time 3 days. 3 days or 6 days? Putana. When Krishna also only 6 days, that time he also kills her. Putana. Is it possible? Then, how possible? 6 days, baby. But Krishna also did this thing. Then, but Brijavasi, they never believe in this. So Krishna killed Putana. It is impossible. Who killed? Narayana, Vishnu. And this is true. Then, because Krishna, he never killed any demon. Vishnu dare kare asura sanhar. When Supreme Personality of God is Krishna, then, appears in this world, manifested himself. That time, all his incarnation also has entered in his body. And Vishnu also entered in his body, and Vishnu also has in all the demons. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, this is not his duty. What is his duty? His duty to us doing lila, praying lila, vilasara sastada, testing the sweet pastime of the gopis. Always he is testing heart, sweet heart of the gopis. Gopi heart is what? Very sweet and very tasty. Our heart is what? Very hard. So Krishna not testing heart. Our gopis heart was so sweet and so tasteful. How do you want? Your heart means? Their mood is so nice and so beautiful. So the gopis, they also now came in the bank of the Yamuna and also reciting this bhag. All the bhags, 19 bhags I think. And so nice and so beautiful. When they are reciting this bhag, and automatically our sweet pastime will come. That is viraha means remembering of their sweet pastime. So how Krishna also meet with her and how his sweet voice activities everything are so nice and so beautiful. I remember one very nice and beautiful, beautiful lila. When gopis they also completely absorbed in this sweet pastime, and then they also reciting this heart. So Krishna, you also give up us. Now you are also going to the that time, one gopi is also thinking this thing. Maybe Srimati Radhika. When she completely absorbed in this mood, that is called what? Mahabhava. That time, she first she forgets everything. Only is remembering the past times of Krishna. And that time, maybe Krishna has appeared. That is called the Avirbhava. And Prakat. Maybe this time, gopis they are thinking this is going to be Spurti. Spurti means thinking, oh, maybe this is not true. That means in our dream, that is going to be Sapna. In our dream, many things is coming. Sometimes our dreams what? Maybe true, or maybe our sometimes our dream what? Maybe not true. Not true. So gopis, they are thinking this thing. Maybe Krishna, of what? Coming in her dream. That is for the Spurti. And Krishna also, now Krishna's beautiful office of lotus leaves, as like Bimba falls. Very nice and very color and very soft. And Krishna also laughing. And also, Krishna now saying to Gopi, so Gopi, why are you telling separation with me? This is only your dream or purpose.
Okay.
Actual verse. Always I am staying with you. Krishna saying this verse, this is also verse.
True.
Because Gopi, they are called the potency, Shakti. Or Krishna is called Shaktiman. Understand? Okay. So Shakti and Shaktiman never separate. As like fire and heat. How? But also some, as according to our logical terms, we can also explain, oh, here is fire, means there is what? Also heat. Here is fire, but heat also going maybe too far. So, but heat is always what? Always in fire. You never separate. And like Krishna and Gopi, they never separate to each other. So Krishna also saying this verse, so Gopis, you are my potency, Shakti. I am what? Shaktiman. How possible to separate? All you are thinking, oh, you are not in there and I am feeling separation, this thing. Actually not. Actually what? Actually always I am staying with you. As like Krishna also saying, maybe this thing has loved clay and clay pot. And can we separate from clay and clay pot? It's what happened? Never. Okay. Outside, inside, everything is what? Clay and clay. This is Sapta Darshan. Okay. You never separate from clay. Okay. You never separate the clay from the clay pot. If the outside, inside what? Clay and clay. So Krishna also saying these things, Sapta Darshan. I am not separate from you. I am always at you. And then Krishna also saying, hey, oh Gopi, then you are thinking I also disappear. It is impossible. Only what? Beyond it for me. When you violate, when you violate anybody, what happens? If he is staying with him, you are thinking, oh, he is not staying. Understand? So Krishna also saying, Krishna now also giving an example. So Gopis, when you are touching me, and that time you are saying, oh, this is the footsteps of Krishna. Okay, this is the footsteps of one Gopi. Okay. Actually, that time heard, I was there. You also were completely absorbed. So you could not see of my footsteps. Okay. Adore Krishna was saying this verse, oh Gopi, I was looking of your first mood. Because when we are meeting together, that time heard happened. Okay. That time maybe your mind in Hiranandira. But when you completely separate from me and always what? Always absorbed. Now I am looking of your mood. Many times I have seen of your separation, meeting mood. But I have never seen of your separation mood. Because separation what? Always to increase of the meeting. Navina viprolambena sambhogo pushti matnute. Without separation, meeting never comes. So Krishna was saying, Krishna always saying what thing? Sattva Darshan. And Gopis what? Gopis, they never believe in this Sattva Darshan. What do you need? They are saying, oh, you meet with us and you also give us pleasure and this thing. They never too hard about Sattva Darshan. Who wants to Sattva Darshan? Those who are, they call the Jnani. And what you? Logician. They are thinking, oh, this is not true, this is wrong, this is true, they are thinking. Okay. But Gopi, they are thinking what? We are not logicians. You are my beloved, and we also can stay with me. This is it. So Krishna also saying this. Then Krishna also saying another verse. Hey, oh Gopi, if you think, your five eyes disappear from this Raj then. Then Krishna also saying, oh Gopi, actually what? Hey, I also increasing of your prayer. Because Krishna told this verse before. Hey, without separation, no you taste the meeting. Understand? So Krishna also saying one very nice lila. Krishna told to the Gopi, oh one time, one gardener. He also planted very nice and sweet mango seed. Very nice sweet mango tree. And she also putting water and everything. After few days, the mango seeds were sprout out. And they wait 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 2 days. After few days, what happened? Now coming plant and many sweet, many leaves also coming and sweet sweet mango. After few years, what happened? They grows up and also some what? Bars of the coming, south of the coming. That is called the manjari. That time Gadanath's heart is very happy, overjoyed. And he is happy because now he is thinking, oh, my all his endeavors were successful. Because I also sought this tree about 1 or 2, 3 years. So my all my activities or endeavors not wasted. Yeah, because oh this tree also gives what? Fruit. Many trees you can see, but especially in Western countries, see?
No
fruit.
No,
only this leaf. Nothing. Even many trees I have seen, no leaf. Maybe 1-2 leaves and there. No shadows, not anything. That means what? Nothing. Easeless. So as like Gopi say, as like Krishna also saying this bhar. Oh, now I am thinking, oh this tree is what? And following to Victor, then called the
fruitful
tree. Because now also bar is coming, manjaris are coming. So Krishna's heart is very overjoyed. The gardener's heart is very overjoyed. The past what happened this year, so strong storm, windy, maybe rain falling, forward, ice, ulapati.
Snowfall.
That time what happened? All the manjaris, all the bars were fell down. All the manjaris fell down. But the gardener's heart is not what? Not loose heart. It's always what?
Hopeful.
He's thinking, oh no, next year also will come. Actually next year what happened? Many manjaris in there. And some also are green mangoes also coming after 2 days. His heart is open. And all the trees full of mangoes. But what happened? Next, also storm also came and also many mangoes were fallen down. Only 3 or 4 or 5 mangoes in here. And that the branches of the tree. But Karana is so happy and Karana now was always protected. That the tree. Why? He's thinking, oh, maybe any person will be calm and take that the mangoes, because this mango is very expensive and sweet. So now he's what? Always taking take care. But what happened? One day he saw, oh, one mango is so ripe. Also what? Yellow color. And also so nice and so beautiful. That time his heart is overjoyed. But another thing, one day he saw, also one bird, tota, one parrot, one parrot came, and also a touch his bill. Then when the parrot touched that the beak of the mango, that time mango is what? Falling down. And that time the gardener, he also took that the mango. And also washing and offering to Thakurji. And the taste is so nice and so beautiful, very tasteful. And he also has distributed all the devotees. And everybody also glorified. This mango is so nice, so beautiful. And when all the devotees glorified the mangoes, that in heart is what? Overjoyed. Because he's thinking, now all my endeavors were successful, my life is successful. Then he also took all the mangoes from the trees and put in one place. Understand? And one day also one mangoes was what? Become ripened. And also he offered to Thakurji, and again and again he also distributed all the devotees. Krishna also told the gopis, as like gopis, I am doing this thing. Why? I know. some gopis in Dandara Asya, though have not so much heart, anurag. That is called this love and affection. When love and affection at the time of separation. Okay? So now we are making of your this brain, love and affection in your heart. Okay? This is my duty. When your love and affection, too much love and affection manifesting in your heart, that time I will test your heart. Understand? When Krishna, he will test our heart. When our heart is as like gopi. That means our heart is what? That is very sweet and soft, as like heart of gopi. Heart of gopi. Heart of gopi, that means. That means this mood is what? That is called the anurag. Krishna is saying this part. But Srimati Radhika what says? Oh, we have no last and affection with you. So now we are giving what? Separation. Distress. This is of your prayer. Yeah. But Krishna is saying, Pogopis, I also giving another example. Yeah. Actually, I am always testing of your heart. How? At the time of separation. Yeah. That time, actually, I also appeared with you. But you are thinking this is dream, this is not true, this thing. How? One gopi also saying, how Krishna appears in it. One day, Krishna came with gopis. And then Krishna told to the gopis, oh gopis, why you are always attracted with me? What happened? Then gopis told to Krishna, actually we don't know why. Actually why? Why gopis, they attract to Krishna? What is the cause? Any cause? No cause. Causeless. Mahishis, they also attract with Krishna. Why? Therefore one cause, when the Brahman glorified about Krishna. To whom? Rukmini Devi. Once time Rukmini Devi, she heard from the glory of Krishna. Oh, Krishna is so nice and so beautiful. And one hearing this, that time Rukmini Devi, she attracted and she wanted to meet with Krishna. But gopis, there was. That is called the Janma Sutra. It is continuous in their heart. That is called the Ahituki. Causeless. There is no cause. Why the gopis they attract with Krishna? What is continuous is a heart and love. If you ask the gopis why they love to Krishna, they are saying it with this will be spontaneous. This is called the Ahituki, causeless. Understand? So, Krishna now one day also saying this part. Yeah. Oh, one day, gopis talk to the Krishna. Oh, when you are coming? Yeah. And running, 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 because Krishna playing the flute, and this and all the gopis were coming. Yeah. Alokhita Uddhama. They are coming alone, thinking, I am now going alone. And nobody was. This is me. I am going alone. Okay. All the gopis, they are going together at the same time towards Krishna. But by the Jogmaya, nobody can say to each other. Then see Alokshima, Uddhama, and going alone. And alone. And that I, Krishna also told, oh, when you are coming? Okay. And that time also one was black snake. Yeah. Black snake also bite of your feet. Yeah. But very hard, poisonous snake. Yeah. Very poisonous snake also bite of your feet. But you are completely absorbed of me. So you cannot see anything. Yeah. Now you can see anything. Many things when we are absorbed anything. Yeah. And that time we not that time we are not what feeling tired and anything. If you are absorbed in your service, that time we not feeling any tiredness, not anything. So Krishna is saying the same thing. Oh gopis, when you are coming and for meeting with me. And that time also glass snake also bite of your feet, but do not feeling anything. But what happened? Also that the poison, very poor poison, strong poison also coming up from over feet to all these bodies. Now, Gopi, you can see, your body is hurt. Now become black. This is what you can do. Okay? Because all the poison is hurt coming in your body. So now your body is hurt. Completely black. Okay? But he's coming here. I also learned one mantra from one snake karma. But the snake karma also told to me, if a snake bites to anybody, so you should also first appropriate that this mantra without first consultation fee. Understand? Doctor also they are taking what? Consultation fee. Okay? So Krishna also say this. Without pay, he also starts free service. Don't take money, don't pay. Free service. So I also remember it, my Gurudev also said this thing. He told me this thing. Don't take any fees and this. Now I am looking. Oh, all the poison, strong poison is coming all your body. Maybe after few minutes, maybe you will die. Because now your poison is coming in her. About your heart. Oh, you should come and I will also have. I will give you medicine. That time all the gopis were there. They are also hurt. They are laughing and joking. And once then Krishna also told the gopis. So gopis, everybody is also glorified of your lotus. Of your face is as like lotus. But I also heard my Gurudev, one heart. Lotus. Her husband also son. Because according to grammatical chart, lotus blossom finds sun rising. Sujjam Udeti Padam Prakashati. This is Sanskrit chart. When sun rises, and then the lotus also was blossom. So who was Sujjam Udeti Padam Prakashati?
Son
is the husband of the lotus. Because lotus is the wife of the son. This is the way. Because husband, what is doing? Always he protects of his wife. So lotus is the significance of wife, son is the significance of husband. And son also always was protect the lotus. But I am thinking one thing, oh Gopi. Though your face is lotus, as like lotus. And another thing I am thinking, sun made her taste the what? Sweetness. That is called the madhu. Of his wife, lotus. Why? Why? I cannot understand this thing. Understand? What I am saying? This is very very nice point. This is called a Vidag thought. And I am saying only one point. What is actually a Vidag thought? This is called a Vidag thought. So it's very... It's part. It's part in what is love and affection. It's love. So Krishna also saying this verse. So Gopis, can give us answer? What is the answer? Then Krishna also saying another verse. Okay, I know these things, another thing, but sun never touches the sweetness of the lotus, but always black bee, always coming and taste the sweetness of this lotus. Why? What is the significance? When the Krishna here is saying, oh Krishna, though you are married, you have your husband, but your husband never tastes of your sweetness. But the black beast means what? Always tastes of your sweetness. He cannot explain this thing. Not directly saying this. If you directly, there is no matter here. He's not only saying this thing. So why the black beast? They are coming and testing the sweetness of the lotus. That means what? Krishna is here, significance of lotus. Okay? And gopis, they are the significance of lotus. And always chasing sweetness of the gopis. What is the significance? Very good is Paramul Bhur. Krishna is what? He is Nayak. Praja Nagar. What is called Praja Nagar? He is called Nagar. Nagar means?
Hero.
Hero is Nayak. Nagar. Who is the what? Parasya Nayak. Paramul. Paramul?
Paramul.
Oh, Paramul. Okay? And he is always testing this. And they are saying, gopis, they are what? Laughing and joking. Very good, because very Krishna is saying, I mean, what is it? And very sweet bhais. And the gopis, they are always their heart. And one moment, what happened? When Krishna appears, and all their world separation, everything is what? Because that time Krishna's duty, and Krishna's all his activities, even his sweet bhais. Even Krishna was saying what? Oh, gopis, na pāre hain nirvaddam saṅgriyam sa sādhu kita vivadhāyu sādhīyam. Yāma durjana griha, hei kala. Sadvitya, sati jātu, sādhu. So gopis, I never to repay of your faith, of your love and attitude. If anybody is saying this verse, what happens? Then gopis also saying, oh, Krishna, only you saying this verse, to have, what happens? Actually, you also repay, you also have Pankatuvar. So, my memory cable. So, Mr. Bhajan ke dwara humne enjoy karne mein jai kar liya. So, main kahin baat kar raha. Understand? You also conquered our heart by your only sweet voice. But sweet voice. So, Bobby, I cannot repay of your soul. Why? Because you are 1.2. Only 1.8. And I am what? Bahu Nishtha. Then it will be many people. Because I have many devotees. So always I am look after.
Reciprocate.
Yes, I have to reciprocate all the devotees. Okay? So it is my duty. And you are what? 1.8. Okay? Actually, Gopis, they are 1.8. Only they are focusing where? Only Krishna. Our Krishna's focus is what? Many, many rays. Krishna is called sun. Sun is what? Many rays is sun. So Krishna is saying this verse, I am basically Bahu Nishtha. And not 1.8. Are you a what? Gopis, you are this 1.8. All you are the Eko Nishtha. And you too, you also gave up everything for me. Actually, Gopis, they gave up everything only for Krishna. What they gave up? They gave up their husband, they gave up their tail, even they gave up what? Their sight, lajja. Okay? Even the necessity, everything they also gave up, only for Krishna. But Krishna, what he gave? What he gave up? Krishna? Okay? Because he has some duty and responsibility. What say? This is. Krishna also saying this thing. When Krishna also saying this verse, ultimately Gopi's heart is what? Melted. If anybody glorifies you, your heart is what? Absolutely melted. This is Gopi's also saying this thing. Now, Pari Nirvatam Sangyam Sadhu Krishna. And Krishna also saying, if I Brahma ke bhaati ayu mile, prakta hui. If I get the age as like Brahma, not so. Age of Brahma. Age of Brahma. That means Brahma's life is what? Very unlimited year. Only one day and one night. Ta Brahma Rastra. Thank you. One day means 1,000 days. So this is so long time. If I also get this age of Brahma, and if I serve to you, actually I may have to repay of your debt. That time Gopi's heart is what? Actually Gopi's heart is melted. And Gopi's are there thinking, so Krishna saying this verse, He never to repay of our praying. It is one thing he has also, Gopis they are here to us, very compassionate. Gopis they are also saying this thing, oh Krishna is my beloved. Why Krishna always show bondage of our praying? Because you see one thing, if you love anybody, you never think he is always first.
Indebted
to us. Eh? It is my duty to her. Free from the gate. So Gopi Deva also saying, oh Krishna, how you will be free from of our gate? How Krishna is free? They saying Krishna also saying, one heart to be dead. So Gopi, if anybody felt out of my lotus feet, that means he is my disciple. One took that shelter, that means he is what? Disciple. So Krishna says, one took that shelter of my lotus feet. But if he is part of your lotus feet, then I will be free of your birth, brain.
Yes.
Understand? What is it? Yes, now Krishna is also saying this thing. If anybody takes shelter of my lotus feet and cast your lotus feet, Radhika's lotus feet, you can this until surrender lotus feet of Krishna. But if you serving to whom? Srimati Radhika. That time Krishna is thinking, oh, I will be what? Repay of my
debt.
And I will take him free from all of my dreams. Here is what thing. If anybody takes the work of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, and he starts Srimati Radhika, that time what happens? And Krishna will be thinking, oh, I also repay of my all of my dreams. This is what thing. Here Krishna is this. Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So saying in here was, and saying one thing. Sa sadhu Krishnam. This is your sadhu Krishna. Sadhu Krishna means actually this is your duty. And very sadhu.
Saintly act.
This is your saintly act. Because you also give up everything for me. This is called what? It's saintly act. If you not give up anything for Krishna, this is not saintly act. So Shastra also saying, Krishna also told one Dhar Krishna Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dhamman Parityajya, Manikam Saranam Braja, Tam Tantra Vavibhu, Mokshami Mahasaya. Arjun, you should give up all of your duty and responsibility, and I will deliver you from all of your sinful activities. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Same thing Krishna is saying here. So, actually, this is your what? Saintly act. Sadhu Krishna. Gopi of Gita. Krishna told to the Gopi, this is actually of your saintly act. And she was also following actually all the rules and regulations of Ved and Upanishad. Whatever thing, actually who maintains the rules and regulations of Ved and Upanishad? Who? Gopi. Actually Gopis, they are maintaining the rules and regulations of Ved and Upanishad. Because all Shastras also saying this thing, he should give up everything and unconditional surrender lotus feet of Krishna. So Gopis they also have, they gave up everything for Krishna and unconditional surrender lotus feet of Krishna. So Krishna also saying this is your sadhu Krishna, saintly act. But I, what? Krishna? No, Krishna sadhu Krishna? Krishna, he never gives up anything. Something he also gives up. But he cannot give up, he gives up fully. Our Gopis what? They completely surrender lotus feet of Krishna. But here is one thing. Krishna also saying one very nice thing. Oh Krishna, Srimati Radhike, okay, I will also repay of your debt. How? Sadhu Krishna. When I will become sadhu? When? That time I also said, what? Dinsatpurna. I will repay you of your debt. When I will become sadhu, Krishna saying this verse, when I will become sadhu, I must be repaid of your debt. So now in Kali Yuga, Krishna also appears in form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he also takes sannyas means sadhu. Sannyas means what? Renounce means sadhu. Okay? And so now he what? Repaying. Paying that debt. How? Always doing the separation of Krishna. Separation of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what is doing? Always doing the separation of Krishna. What is doing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave up everything. Isn't he also gave up all of his family? Isn't always gave up all his devotees? No, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Srivad, Gadadhar, who is there? Only Sarvadhamma Rayadamanda. Even in the night time, middle of the night, that time, no Sarvadhamma Rayadamanda. Can you understand my point? No, any devotee is in there. As like Gopis, they also gave up everything. Now also Krishna, that means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is still Krishna. Now Krishna also now becomes sadhu, sannyasi. Sannyasi also, he gave up all of his work, Patadi. He gave up his father. He gave up his mother.